You have ever watched a serial drama on TV or binge watched one like I have repeatedly on my vacation time? Perhaps things like Game of Thrones or Downton Abbey or Mad Men or The Amazing Mrs. Maisel or one that's just come out, Catch 22. Which of those do you think is my favorite? Forget it. But if you've watched any of those shows, you're probably familiar with a certain phrase that begins every episode. And it goes like this. Previously on Downton Abbey or Mad Men, then there's a minute or two where they kind of catch you up on previous episodes, so that you know what has happened in the past. You have context for the storyline as it moves forward. Sometimes I think that would be real handy in sermons, too. You see, our gospel is cut up into little bite-sized chunks in the lectionary. And so from week to week, we read little chunks of the story. But often we don't recognize the context in between from one to the other. So let's do it for this week. Previously in the Gospel of Luke, as Jesus was warning us about the danger of having mixed up priorities and confusing wealth with satisfaction, there was a guy, a rich fool, who had lots of things, rich abundance. And he wanted to store it all for that rainy day when he could sit back, eat, drink, and be merry. So he built bigger and bigger barns to put all his stuff in. Except that night his life was going to be required of him. And so he learned the hard way, you can't take it with you. After that, in the part that we didn't read in our lectionary, Jesus goes on to talk about, don't worry about that stuff. Consider the lilies. Consider the ravens. God takes care of them. Do you think God would forget about you? Seek first the kingdom of God, Jesus said, and all these things will be added to you. Seek the kingdom of God first, and all the rest will come. Jesus now is moving into a topic that he's repeatedly gone to, and that is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is here among us, but it's also something that hasn't been fully achieved. The kingdom of God, of course, is more than just heaven by and by. The kingdom of God is God's reign, God's rule in us and in our world, when God's will be done, when God's pleasure is fulfilled, God's goodness is seen, where justice and mercy and compassion are evident, then the kingdom of God has come. The kingdom of God is a place that you and I are invited to live in, even though our culture lives by a totally different set of values. You know how that goes. Our culture has a set of values that tells us that abundance and grabbing all you can get is the way to give yourself security. Our culture tells us that the way to measure the value of a person has very little to do with their character or who they are, but with what they have, what they own, what they're worth. Our culture's values are diametrically different than those of the kingdom of God. And so Jesus is warning his disciples that as the kingdom of God is coming among us, be prepared, because it's not going to be easy. Our values in God's kingdom are going to be very different from the world's values, and there'll be resistance. Some people will laugh at us. They'll say that we're naive, that we're out of touch with reality, that we're snowflakes, that we really don't get it. But yet, Jesus calls us to live and work in God's kingdom. People will oppose what we're trying to do, what we're saying. They will oppose it out of self-interest. Sometimes they simply don't want to risk the status quo changing. They don't want to rock the boat. But it's difficult. It's difficult living in our world with the values of Jesus' kingdom, the kingdom of God built on mercy and compassion and love and acceptance and diversity and forgiveness. Those things are less and less evident in our world every day. Jesus says wonderful words of assurance. Don't be afraid. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. As discouraging as it may seem, and I got to admit, the last couple weeks, I've been really discouraged at what's going on in our world. It makes me truly wonder if I can even see a glimpse of the kingdom of God anymore. Is there any compassion in our world? Is there any love among peoples who are different anymore? Can I even see some of that on the horizon? It's gotten pretty difficult, at least for me. We in the church talk about the kingdom of God a lot, and we very often use words like build the kingdom, extend the kingdom, grow the kingdom, but we've got it all backwards because, you see, those aren't things we are equipped to do. That's not our job. It's God's job to bring in the kingdom. In fact, the kingdom is already here. We just need, as Jesus says, to seek it. Seek first the kingdom of God, and these things will be added to you. Look for it, seek it, and receive it. Because you see, God is already at work in our world, bringing in the kingdom of justice and mercy and righteousness, even if we can't see it, even if we get discouraged. So maybe what we need to do is look for the signs, the telltale signs of love and compassion that are in our world and among us. See those glimpses of the kingdom of God wherever they are. And when we see them, to get on board, support them, and work with them. But here's the deal. To live in the kingdom of God is going to require faith. And maybe that's why the lectionary people weren't quite so dumb when they paired up this gospel reading with the story of Abraham and Sarah, you know, who set out to a new land based on a promise. They didn't know where they were going. They had a promise that they'd have lots of kids, but they were older than dirt, and yet they believed that God was telling the truth, and they went in faith. And then they coupled it with the reading from Hebrews that talked about how faith is the assurance of things unseen. Sometimes it takes faith to live in the kingdom of God. Sometimes it gets discouraging. Martin Luther King used to talk about how the moral arc of the universe eventually bent toward justice. But I got to tell you, sometimes it's hard to see that far on the horizon, to see whether that's really so. A good analogy would be if you've ever driven on a freeway in St. Louis, you know, and you get to that point where you're driving along just fine. All of a sudden, you hit the brakes, and you look in front of you, and all you see are taillights glowing red all the way over the hill and over the horizon. And you don't know what's ahead. You don't know what's coming. You don't know what the problem is. All you can say is, "How long, O Lord? How long?" But it takes faith to know that eventually you'll get through it. Eventually, you'll see what's going on ahead. Faith is like that. It's looking over that horizon and seeing that the kingdom of God really is at work in our world. Jesus said that it was here already. The kingdom of God is among you. So look for it. See it. Get on board with it. Because you see, the kingdom of God is a gift, but it takes faith. Sometimes it's hard to see God's kingdom. We need faith in God's promise that our efforts will be blessed. Sometimes faith is just plain hard. I'm one of those folks that's subject to reading way too much Facebook. And on Facebook, there's often these articles, you know, 10 things that'll solve whatever problem it might be. And those come on little church websites as well on Facebook. And I read one that was intriguing. It was 10 things that drive people away from church. 10 things that destroy faith in people, that are obstacles to people having faith. You know, and it listed first some of the obvious things, you know, like church people who are destructive and mean, you know, people who are abusive, people who have treated people wrongly, judgmentally, exclusionarily in church. But then the next one was kind of a surprise. The surprise came that the thing that destroyed people's faith was fear. We know about fear. We're afraid about all kinds of things. We're afraid about the future of our kids and grandkids. We're afraid about our financial security. We're afraid about those decisions we've made, whether we made the right one or we blew it. We're afraid about all sorts of things. And it says that fear is what erodes faith. Because pretty soon we start to question, we start to fear that God was lying, that he wasn't telling us the truth when he said, I will be with you always. I will never leave you and forsake you. You are mine. I have called you by name. And we begin to fear that his promises won't come true. Fear can be the biggest obstacle to faith. In our lesson, Jesus says it rather simply, don't be afraid, little flock. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you all those things, love and compassion and mercy. Maybe you can't see it in your world right now, but it's there. Look for it. You'll find it. There'll be glimpses of it. Maybe you don't feel it in your life, in your heart right now, but look for it. You'll find it. It's there. The kingdom of God is already among you. So don't be afraid. Do not fear. I find it interesting that the Gospels generally all begin with talking about fear. Remember at the birth of Jesus, the angels appear to the shepherds, and what's the first thing they say? Do not be afraid. I bring you good news, great tidings of good joy. And then at the end of the story, when the women go to the tomb on Easter morning, expecting it to be full of a dead Jesus, and the angel appears to them and says, do not be afraid. He's not here. He is risen. From beginning to end, the message, don't be afraid. Because you see, God is faithful. God will follow through on his promises. God will bring in the kingdom, even if you can't see it right now. Even if you can't feel it in your life right now, it is there. God is faithful. God fulfills God's promises. Martin Luther was an Augustinian monk. That means he followed the teachings of the church father Augustine. And Augustine wrote this. It was sort of a takeoff on the Hebrews reading. By faith, we trust in what we cannot see. Got it? And then he goes on and says, and by faith, we begin to see that in which we place our trust. What he's saying is that in faith, we trust what we cannot see. But faith helps us to begin to see it, even if it's a glimmer. Even if it's only just over the horizon, faith, we can see the kingdom of God is coming. So the message for today, Don't be afraid. The kingdom of God is coming. The kingdom of God is among you. Don't be discouraged. Justice and grace and mercy and all God's good gifts are coming, because it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.